If you have an influence over your youthful friend, you better exert it now. Otherwise, I will have both of you row off to the hell where people are skinned alive. It's that simple, understand?
Are you crazy? Is that your problem?
You think you got any thug in you?
Mugs, pugs, thugs. Litwits, halfwits, dimwits.
We're not intimidated by thugs.
But Bud White is a valuable officer.
White's a mindless thug.
Thug means never having to say you're sorry.
Hey, you know what?
It is
Big Flats O'Clock.
It is. All the time.
Hi, y'all. I'm Jim Hughes Clarkson. We're the Film Thugs, and we are enjoying some delicious Big Flats beer drink. It legally has to be called beer drink.
It purple.
It's the best line. One of my favorite lines from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And thank you for bringing us this wine drink.
Wine drink.
It legally has to be called wine drink.
It's not. It doesn't have the water that makes it.
No, it doesn't.
Genuine brew.
It is.
That is about as vague.
we're using words here.
Could be beer. Could be kombucha. Probably not either, but I'm drinking it.
We ain't going to tell you. Yes, and again, I want a big thanks to the minister. Big thanks to the minister of Big Flats propaganda, yes. Chad Pettit. Once again, you're amazing. Let's see, what did he do? Big Flats. Every day is payday. We've got, where is some more? Because he's got some more on here. He's given us some great ones. Boy, there's a lot of shit. The first beer is about the taste. Everything else is about the buzz. Big Flats. Everything else.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. Big Flats. You're broke and it's beer. And my, of course, my ad is, the trip. Mine is, of course, Big Flats. It's 10 a.m. somewhere. Because evidently he sent me a picture of something that I've got to hunt down. That is from, I believe, what the name is that shit? It's like from Sunflower or one of these markets. It is a like dirt cheap 12-pack. Was it Gold Mine?
Yeah.
I think so. He posted a picture of it, and now for some reason it has just magically fucking vanished from my Twitter feed. Fuck it, I'm not looking anymore.
In my search to find new sound drops for the show that are usually random and weird and whatever.
Yeah.
Or just a wrestler singing.
Yeah.
I didn't find any. I did, however, find the jagiest bunch of wacky morning radio bullshit that I found on iTunes.
Nice.
I don't remember what it's called. Buttons or...
It looks awesome.
It is... Much bigger than the ones I've favorited.
Oh, yes. This one is badass. But, this is certified
is all
badass.
Really, because I know that some purists would say that we use too many sound effects. It's goofy. It's wacky.
Yeah.
Whatever. I say, no. You don't know what wacky is.
Yeah, you don't.
You know, I can do something cool.
Now, say my name.
But then...
Does it have a boy-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-ing?
Not that I found.
Oh, man.
I'll keep looking.
So... This is the episode we recorded last week happening again.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't put new batteries in a recorder and a fat dog knocked a plug out of the wall.
Yeah.
So you guys missed awesome things like... That's right, bitches. I am officially a master of education.
He is.
Don't fuck around. I keeps it real. I throw it down like it needs to be throwed. That was perfect. So, yeah, you're occasionally just going to... Oh, man.
You should have played that when you introduced yourself.
I know. Oh, yes. Hi, I'm Jim, and he is Clarkson. See, then it just sounds like I'm... Oh, man.
That's the best.
God. So, we have I have all manner of notes. We can real quick go over some of the extraneous shit that we talked about last time. Let's see. I've got here... Lovesack furniture.
That's right.
Apparently, it's made out of gold because it's the most crazy, overpriced IKEA furniture on the planet. Saltillo tile is harder to clean than dinosaur bones because I learned this because my house has Saltillo tile. Your tile, they could clean for, you know,
pennies.
69 cents a square
for
foot.
Tuppence.
Mine, they're like, oh, you have Saltillo. Well, that's $1 a square foot to clean it, $1 a square foot to seal it, and $1 a square foot to pull the old sealant off. I'm like, oh, so it would be cheaper to replace it?
Yes.
That's what I'm hearing from you right now, is it would kind of be a wash if I just had it pulled out and replaced with Saltillo, with wood laminate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're figuring out how to do it. So I got a steam mop. Everyone needs one.
Nice.
Also, Jardin del Rey, this Mexican restaurant up here. I forgot what restaurant your brother said not to go to and then went to the one that he said not to go to. We pull up and the parking lot is jammed. It's jizzammed.
Ooh, terrible.
Mm-hmm. That's Shazam's really creepy uncle, Jizzam.
Oh, my.
Yes. But packed, just full of people. So we're like, this place has to be good.
Right.
We go in, they have decent margaritas. I'm like, well, hey, we're halfway there.
Yeah.
And then I took a bite out of a taco that had dry ground beef in it. I mean, it wasn't there was no grease. When your last bite of a crunchy taco is still crunchy, then it's not done right.
No.
Although, as a San Antonio boy, I'm still desperate to find a place that does good puffy tacos up here. No place does good puffy tacos up here.
There is a place, however. Yeah. San Antonio.
Yes, there is. Yeah. And Hope still technically hasn't been to San Antonio because she's never had a puffy taco.
Fucking puppy taco.
Puppy taco. There's a taco.
It's not authentic. I wonder when I go past these mini Jardines and Del Reyes and Corona del what have yous.
Yes.
And Taqueria Guadalajara Arandas number 7 and 4. Where the fuck are the other numbers? Where's Jardin Corona Taqueria number 1?
Yeah, they evidently exist somewhere. I think it's in Jardin Taqueria Mexico. Yeah. Have you ever been to Jardin Taqueria Mexico?
Logic.
Yeah, it's fucking solid.
Yep.
I don't fuck around.
Nope.
So, real quick, we can go over the story that everyone loves talking about. A racist old man said something racist to his horrible girlfriend, and I'm sorry, that broad is fucking awful.
Yeah, she is.
Everything about her is fucking tacky and horrifying. So the racist old man said something racist, and have you heard the news today? I'm not paying the fine. I decline your request for me
and,
to pay $2.5
million.
If you
go through the actual constitution of the NBA and the things that he signed,
yeah.
He doesn't have to.
No, he doesn't.
He can argue legally.
Yep.
Not saying it's right or wrong. Uh-huh. Fuck this crazy asshole.
Oh, God, yeah.
But legally,
yeah.
He does have an argument.
He does.
Because it says conduct.
Yeah. Yep.
It's the 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
Statements, the max is 1 million.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
Silver
had to run out there and tear open his shirt with that giant S and say, look what I'm doing. I'm banning an octogenarian for
life.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Look at me.
It's this grandstanding bullshit. Here's the thing. This guy has been he's known to have had some issues in the past with being a prick and
more
a racist
than time
asshole.
Life.
Yeah. Yes. A lot. And I like that. More issues than time
yes,
life.
Yes.
I'm going to write that down. Hold on.
Write down that joke. Write life. Down those.
We
good,
are using
good.
That later, okay? So
there's a lot of bullshit.
Here's what pisses me off about that in general. It is, Jim Norton put it best, this fucking grandstanding that white people do when this shit happens, where it's like, oh, see, it's so terrible. It's like, no. Oh, so you have never said anything in private that you don't want anyone else to ever hear. You've never used an insensitive racial statement ever.
Or just something that you don't want around.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be racial.
Mm-hmm.
Give me anything.
Mm-hmm. And the more that people scream about it, the worse they sound, the worse they look to me. There is a reason that the NBA hasn't gone after this guy before, because they knew he is going to be a fucking nightmare.
He's a problem.
Yeah, he is going to be, because he's a lawyer. He's rich.
And he's got an army of lawyers.
And he has an army of lawyers, and he has got enough of
First
an ego.
Of all, he has standing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gah! If he had just said we're fining him $1 million.
Yeah. Going with a banishment for life.
You can't ban him for life.
Nope.
Legally.
Yeah.
You can't do any of this other shit.
Yeah.
legally, by your fucking constitution.
Mm-hmm.
You can't
mm-hmm.
do it.
Yeah.
And that still matters.
Yeah.
By following this law, just by the letter of the law that you all decided to get behind. You mm-hmm. have to follow that.
Yeah. And the thing is, if they're establishing this, then they had damn well be ready to enforce it, because there are going to be sure. a lot of people who will, like, not a lot of people, they're opening themselves up to some shit that they don't want to be open to. No. Like, I don't know, when actually the full statement, a guy corrected me and I was talking to him about it today. When several years ago, someone said, "So Shaq, what's your impression of Yao Ming?" And he said, "Ching Chong Yang Wa Ah Saw." That is, could that not be considered a racist statement?
That is so racist.
Yeah.
Don't drop that dirk a dirk. Hey, don't drop that dirk a dirk.
What? You're what? It's and the thing is, I agree with NBA. They should not want anything to do with them.
No.
But when you're dealing with legal shit and you're applying a standard and you're saying this is the standard we will apply,
yeah,
be ready for people to act as though that standard should be standardized.
Yes.
It's gonna backfire.
I mean,
hardcore.
They have collectively more money and lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
You'll make it work. I'm yeah. just saying, you might want to go back after you trapeze all of this legalese into so many pretzels.
Yeah.
When you finally get done and you vanquish the monster.
Yes.
You might want to go back and highlight and white out some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tweak some shit. Make some shit work.
Go away.
It's the fat dog's trying to ruin the show again. There are batteries in it, so we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay, yeah. Although all of this, I like what Kareem Abdul-Jabbar said. What should be done next? I hope Sterling loses his franchise. I hope whoever made this illegal tape is sent to prison. And I hope the Clippers continue to be unconditionally supported by their fans, and I hope the Clippers realize that the ramblings of an 80-year-old man jealous of his young girlfriend don't define who they are as individual players or as a team. Totally agree with that.
Completely.
Brilliant idea. It's just when...
Here.
We have become so cowardly when it comes to dealing with anything involving race in this country that...
Eric Holder got that right.
Yeah. The overcorrection in terms of we're not racist.
Oh, God.
Is something that will really open a can of worms that you, once you can't unring this bell.
No.
And once you start going like, oh, yeah, we will not tolerate racism. Okay, will you tolerate homophobia? So if a player says something homophobic, what will be done to them?
Sexism?
Yeah, sexism.
General harassment.
Yeah. Yeah. Where are lines being drawn with this? Because, we are in a new world now. Michael Sam is in the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, the NFL has already had to find a guy, because after he got drafted, he kissed his boyfriend, and it's like this picture. And some guy in the NFL posted on his Twitter feed, terrible.
Right.
This is, and immediately pulled it down. And the guy's been fined. And so it's like, I agree with, because it's like, dude, fucking
if he signed on to that shit.
Yeah.
If there isn't anything to sign on and they just find him because they don't agree with it, that's
right.
Bullshit.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's fucking awful that you would say that.
Uh-huh.
But it's not about what I think.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like you say, it's a slippery slope.
Yeah. Because we've gotten into this area where PC has crossed over into this like Puritan ethic where... everyone is looking for an excuse to get offended. Right now, you know who my favorite person in the world is? Again, Charles Barkley. Because he made another statement about fat women in San Antonio. Here's the thing. I was a fat guy, and I'm from San Antonio, so I can say this. San Antonio's got a lot of fat people. They do.
It do.
And he made a statement about Weight Watchers in San Antonio, all that. And
Victoria, there's a secret down there. No Victoria's Secret. I believe that was one of the other quotes.
The best statement he ever had was many years ago, about 10 years ago, during a Spurs Mavericks series, mm-hmm. where he said, remember, it ain't over till the fat lady sings. And they got a lot of them down here. And his response was, I'm not going to apologize.
I don't know why I hit that. Yeah. Sorry.
I'm not going to apologize. I'm not going to apologize.
And therein is the answer to all of these questions.
Yeah.
We're offended. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Not even I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're offended and? Stephen Fry,
no.
Stephen Fry's statement on it is so great, where it's like, I'm offended. That what is that statement? That's just a gripe.
Yeah.
I'm horribly offended. Well, so fucking what?
No big deal.
Not my problem.
Was it sheriff or city councilman somewhere? I heard on the radio
today. Oh, the sheriff who
screamed out the N-word to...
He referred to Obama as the N-word.
Right.
And it was like, I'm not going to apologize.
I'm not going to apologize. Now, what he said is ridiculous,
yes,
backwards, and bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Yeah.
I do enjoy that he's not backing down.
Yeah.
Like, no. No, no, I'm not doing that.
Uh-huh.
Here's the criteria.
Mm-hmm.
This individual fits my particular
criteria
for this. So, no.
No. I'm not
okay, you're a crazy asshole.
Yeah.
But
excellent horsemanship on that, sir. You've definitely taken the shit to another level.
But
I'm not apologizing. Sorry.
No,
sorry. I'm sorry that I'm not apologizing.
You just stop playing the fucking game.
Yeah. It's just upsetting that we have now hit this point where all anyone has to do is feign outrage and shock. Like, I can... And here's what really pisses me off is the statement that Lew Alcindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar said, what he said does not define you. It pisses me off when someone's like, I was having the best day of my life and it was taken away from me. Then you didn't fucking deserve it.
No.
If you're going to allow someone you don't even fucking know to take it away from you, then you are such a goddamn victim to begin with that I'm sorry you get what you get.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, I've had shit where people have ruined things for me. But have I been like, now my entire time at this place has been ruined? No! Goddamn it, what did you do?
Hello? Am I there? Am I gone?
Oh, you're good.
I'm back.
You're back. We're going to get some better cables. But it just... Stop giving someone else that much power.
Yeah.
When David Letterman made a joke about Sarah Palin going to a Yankees game,
right,
like, and in the seventh inning, A-Rod knocked up her daughter. Oh, bad joke. And he didn't realize that she was there with like her 6-year-old daughter or something.
Right.
And there was this outrage and Sarah Palin played right into it.
Hell yeah.
And if her response had been like, I don't watch Letterman, or, look, if I lost my mind every time Dave Letterman made a bad joke, I wouldn't have time to do anything else.
Right.
Something like that. But no, she had to be, I cannot. She just starts talking like an Annie DeFranco song. I cannot believe that you would say that. You like that? A little Annie DeFranco reference. We don't. There aren't enough of those these days.
Mm-hmm. You get one of those, sir. I mean, faster.
Man,
God,
but yeah, that, and I'm sorry,
yeah, that's because it was a little bit of, I wouldn't call it red meat, I'll call it the gristliest end of the gristle for somebody on talk radio to just harp on.
Oh yeah,
harp on and harp on, and it rhymes with Sean Hannity.
And
harp on,
yeah,
and harp on and harp on,
yeah,
and harp on, harp on.
Like, stop. I want to reach the end of the age of outrage.
Yes,
I really do. I'm so tired. Aren't you fucking people exhausted by this yet?
It's so painful and draining.
It really is. And it's obnoxious and stupid, and it pisses me off to no end.
Oh, good for you.
Indeed. So fuck
there.
This. In other news, to get less serious, did you see that like 30 TV shows got canceled this week?
I did.
Like fucking what the shit? NBC is evidently out of the comedy business now.
Yes, they are. And into, I don't know what.
Yeah.
I believe, is it NBC who's doing Constantine?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, so the guy that brought you Carnival and Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, you couldn't get Dracula over, which was a pretty good show.
Yeah.
For what it was.
Right.
My God, the money that went to it. But you couldn't figure out the contract negotiations for that.
Yeah.
Yet Constantine, well, it's kind of sort of spooky stuff, but we don't have to pay all that money.
Yeah. And I will say at least they got a guy who looks like him.
Well. Up was the only way you could go. Because, man, no.
No.
Nope.
I will say I did see an ad for Gotham.
On Fox.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
I haven't seen the trailers for it.
It looks promising. I mean, it is Bruce Wayne as a little kid, and it's more following rookie cop Jim Gordon. But you do have the Catwoman and the Riddler and shit like that in it, so that's cool.
That's cool.
I can...
Oh, my... Stop doing things.
Jesus Christ, I'm useless today. Oh, don't worry. It's just a telephone. Ain't no big deal.
A tremendous whack.
Well.
A tremendous whack.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
There we go. All right. Yeah, it looks all right. It looks all right. Let me see here. Okay. I found... two things pissed me off this morning. Just two. One of them.
We're on a roll.
Okay. I'm pulling up to where is at work, and I'm going to pull in. I'm going to pull into the little driveway. Now, the way that the street works, there's a street, there's a driveway that you can turn into, and just past that, there's an area, a bus stop that has a designated area for a city bus to go into. You are a parent dropping your kid off at school. What area do you stop your car to let your kid out? Directly in front of the turn that people need to take? Or do you pull ahead where you're out of the flow of traffic and can drop your kid off by the bus stop?
Out of the way.
Yeah. But no, you'd be wrong.
Nah, I see.
How dare you?
Everyone does that, and it pisses me off so much. So much it pisses me off.
To the left. Past the bus stop. You fucker.
That's nice. That's nice. There it is, and we're back. Then the parking lot
It's 5 p.m. on the drive home.
That's right. You're dealing with Fart Smith and Ray.
Hey, what's up?
And
that sound effect, too.
Awesome. You're fucking good to go with this, man.
Yeah.
That's so, just the show.
I'm just going to leave it now. Yeah. Never going to go back. Nope. Hope you enjoyed all that Jalisco and Barbaric. Because it's all fart and slide whistles from now on.
Awesome. So it's a typical parking lot where you drive one direction down. It's a bunch of diagonal spots facing you.
Mm-hmm.
You hit the end, you loop around, and it's diagonal spots. What you don't do in that scenario is drive the wrong way down one and back into a diagonal parking spot.
No.
Because then you're an asshole when you're getting there. You're an asshole when you're leaving. Oh, and you're an asshole because you backed into a parking spot.
Yeah.
That is honestly should not piss me off as much as it does.
But it
do. God damn, it pisses me off.
It bees that way sometimes. Yeah.
Don't fucking back into parking spots unless you're robbing the place. And the fact that we live in Austin where half the parking downtown is now back into diagonal parking.
Yes.
Which
on Congress.
Oh my God, that certainly doesn't make life wildly inconvenient.
So crazy.
It's like, wait, so instead of 1 second to pull in, 3 seconds to pull out, it is now a minute and a half to stop, drive past, wait for traffic to pass, back in, slow everything down. Uh-huh. Oh, thank God they did this. It's so much more convenient.
And you missed your spot or it's packed and you're waiting for somebody to move out of a spot.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go into a neighborhood, turn around in someone's driveway.
Yeah.
Which has got to be great for
the
people that pay through the fucking nose to live down there, to have the privilege of living in SoCo, man.
But let's be honest, you knew where you were moving. This is a...
Maybe it didn't.
This is a stab in cave situation. I'm sorry, you've moved to South Congress within the past 2 years, you knew where you were moving.
Maybe they're from California.
Yeah. Then they get what they fucking deserve. Sorry.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point.
Oh, but they've got their Del Taco and their In-N-Out Burger now.
Yeah, we do. I now have a Del Taco within 3 blocks of my house.
Yeah. Have you been there?
No.
Have you ever? I'm going to get another beer. Do you need another Big Flats?
Mm-hmm. And while you're gone, I'm going to play the Death Metal Rooster.
It really is. Timing was ideal. What was I saying? Yeah.
I don't even remember.
Del Taco.
Del Taco and an In-N-Out Burger. All within the same... God damn it.
Stop doing what you're doing. There you go. You're back. Are you?
Am I?
You got to talk into it, otherwise we don't know. Okay, that unpleasantness is over. The fuck were we talking about?
I don't remember.
Bullshit fast food in diagonal parking spots.
Del Taco.
Yeah, it's so wonderful.
Yeah.
I feel so coastal. So I need to really stress something to people because we talked about it at work today. And if a video of a cat protecting a person makes national news, that should really be all you need to know, that cats suck, because a cat doing something decent makes national news.
Yes.
When a dog saves someone, it doesn't make national news because
it's Tuesday.
Dogs do that. And other people I work with, there are more videos of dogs attacking people than cats. Yeah. There's also more videos of cats just being suck ass pieces of shit. So there.
Yeah.
You ever seen a picture of a cat? Yeah, then you saw a picture of a cat being worthless.
So there.
So you win. Congratulations, yeah. I also...
I'm having too much fun with this.
You really are. You really, really are. I saw the worst thing I've ever seen in my life in the new neighborhood.
Yeah.
I was driving by the Lowe's, and there's a guy in this yellow Corvette with a personalized license plate. Giggity. Just, and that, to quote you from another something you said years ago, follow me to the daytime rape.
Yes, yes.
That's
guess who?
Oh my God. Yes.
Oh my.
Chris Hardwick brought up a really cool idea on this Nerdist that I listened to the other day. How cool would it be if they offered a course on the worst artists of a time period? Because we
fantastic.
Yeah, all that we know about is, like, you know, Shakespeare, Byron, all of these amazing people, you know, Beethoven, Mozart, but there were awful playwrights and there were awful
absolutely
music. How great would it be? Because there was a student talking to me today, like, man, the 80s were awesome. And I'm like, they were all right. You're only hearing the good stuff, you know. You weren't having to deal with, you know, fucking REO Speedwagon being on the radio every goddamn day. You weren't having, it's like, what I want to say to him is, like, imagine in 20 years when kids listen to, you know, whatever music, and they have no idea of the Black Eyed Peas. And they're like, oh man, the music back in 2014
that
was
so
awesome.
Oh, the music in the 90s was so good. Yeah, yeah, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, that's great. Mm-hmm. Rusted Root, yo.
Yeah.
That happened.
Yeah, there was Rusted Root, there was
Pittsburgh.
Trickster, Butt Trumpet, Candlebox.
Oh, Candlebox. Still played on regular rotation in San Antonio, Texas.
And you know how you can tell I'm from San Antonio? I don't mind Candlebox. I don't love them.
Spin Doctors.
I don't hate them. I'm okay.
Tripping Daisy.
The amount of shit that we used to buy.
That one Toadie song that played over and over and over and over and over and still playing somewhere.
Which one was that? Oh, is that the
Possum Kingdom?
Yeah.
Or is that the name of the album?
I think it is Possum Kingdom. I don't know. Sing it for me.
No.
No. You know.
It's that song smells to me like a fry later. I heard it so much on the line. It just takes me right back. Sense memory. Like, is that the Toadies? Yes, it is.
Like the late 90s, people like, oh man, the music then was so great. Yeah, because you weren't listening to the funk. What if God was one of
them? Christ.
I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. Yeah, there was a lot of garbage back then.
You're never going to go broke writing that kind of stuff.
No, you really aren't.
I hate a guy. Or I'm a bitch, or you get cheated on and you destroy their stuff for some reason.
Yeah, that's what you do.
That's going to be great.
Oh, my
he
God.
He has insurance.
Why did I break up? It's like a...
I carved my name into his seats. He has insurance.
And you're going to jail.
Good job. Like
Drew Carey talking about Alanis Morissette. And I'm there, bitch, 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 bitch. Gee, I wonder why he broke up with her. Like, yes.
Yeah.
Oh man, but yeah, that would be amazing if there was a way that you can do that. Like just the worst shit of that time.
Earl had to die from the Dixie Chicks. Girls write that; it's a $1 billion hit.
Yeah.
Guy writes that song; it's Cannibal Corpse.
Yes. Yeah. So. Yeah. I had to kill her because she. Actually, there is one
face down, dead on the ground. Find me before another is found.
Hey, Joe. where you going with that gun in your hand? Going down to shoot my old lady. Yes. I had a friend in high school named Joe, and every day, like in the mornings when he'd walk in the theater room, be like, hey, Joe, where you going with that gun in your hand?
Fuck after you, dude. Stop saying that to me. Yeah. Stop.
Yeah, that's good times. But because you got to realize there had to have been a contemporary of Shakespeare. Like, there had to have been a like Brett Ratner of Shakespeare's time.
It's similar to the idea I had about finding lowbrow art from any time period.
Nice.
Now, Shakespeare.
There was some lowbrow
time,
in there, yeah.
There was plenty of lowbrow in Shakespeare.
Oh, yes.
I have to remember at the time that was the popular entertainment.
Yes, a lot of fart jokes.
A lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fundament.
A woman, the woman that I took a Shakespeare class from in college went through this massive explanation as to how Bianca's name is in Taming of the Shrew. Mm. That is an anal sex joke. Because archery was very popular at the time. The bullseye on the target was known as the Bianca, and you'd place the target on something that was called the butt.
Got it.
And I'm like, well, you got a PhD and you went to fucking Princeton, so
I learned that shit, so
you must be right. I am only
not there yet.
Yeah, not there
you
yet.
Don't learn about the secret Shakespeare butthole. Hashtag
secret Shakespeare buttholes.
Hashtag hashtag bring back our girls. Hashtag send in the fucking SEALs. Hashtag special forces guys that look like Zach Wilde with guns. Hashtag that.
Nice.
Right?
I like where you're coming
or
from.
Or perhaps some of those wily killers from Israel.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
They'll take care of it. In fact, they probably already have, and we don't know about it.
Goddamn the Mossad.
Hashtag that.
Yeah. 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 Well, it was like the week after. You remember after. You remember back in September of 2001? Lots of doings on the news.
Yes.
But when Bush addressed Congress like a week after that, my roommates and I were like, how awesome would it be if he went up there and he's like, well, we dispatched special forces, and he just picks a jar up that has Bin Laden's head in it.
This happened.
They brought us back this. I'm going to make it into a cod piece for a pig.
That'd be awesome. I'm going to put a saw blade through the head of it and wear it on my cock like Blackie Lawless.
I'd be okay
because
with that.
Because America.
Yeah. America. We wear your head on our cock. Blackie Lawless.
God, that was loud. Yeah, sorry really if you have headphones in.
That was awesome.
Speaking of wearing someone's head as a codpiece, I finished True Detective. I want to hug that show.
It really is something else, isn't it?
Hold it close to me. I love it so much.
You make some flowers.
Oh, my God. Show is so fucking good. It's so good.
That creepy dude at the end was like the best fucking acting I've ever seen. Just the way you turn it on.
Oh, dear. Not that constitutional.
All of a sudden, he turns into James Mason, and that's always good for me.
Freeze! Freeze right now!
No.
Yep. Yes.
He said no.
Goddamn, that show was just like one long MST3K gag. What was almost there.
Yeah.
You know, when you think of the line,
He
should say this. He does. Oh.
Well, all right.
Freeze. He should just say no and run off. No.
What? Yeah. McConaughey.
You know what he should see right now? And then, oh my God. Fuck you. Fuck you, Nick. What are you doing to my brain?
Now you need to watch Hannibal.
I do.
You will love that. Do you have Amazon Prime?
I do.
Yeah, then you can watch at least the first season.
Beautiful.
It's delicious. And a new, they've already got a third season. Okay, you know what blows my mind?
Yeah.
You know who, you know Mads Mikkelsen has a brother?
Yes, I do. He is the
Dude from Sherlock.
From Sherlock, yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. And now I'm like, I totally see it.
Yes.
I totally see it. Two things, and then we can get into the topic. That
should
I have
we even?
Fuck it. I am annoyed as shit with Staples right now.
Okay.
Not the store, Staples.
In general?
I don't get it.
What is this?
When I was a kid, paperclips was all we needed.
We did go.
They were
so
fine for my dad and his dad, and he fought the Kaiser.
You can't hold the roach in a staple, can you?
In a staple?
No.
No. That's ridiculous.
No.
That's silly. No. It's
no.
Silly discussion. By the way, that reminds me, before I go into this, there's a little gas station near where I live that has like the, that brags the largest wine selection in, it has a walk-in wine area that's almost the size of your kitchen in the back of it. It's
damn
crazy. It's up near, if you go past Luigi's and then turn left, mm-hmm. you head down there a little ways and it's right there. It's pretty cool.
Damn.
So I pick out, I have had the same desk, computer desk, since 1997.
Right.
It's time for a new one.
I'd say so, yeah.
Yes. I found the one I wanted at Staples. I was like looking at places. I saw the one and I thought about it. I'm like, I really, this is the one I want. I look on the website. They've got it at that store. I call Hope yesterday. I'm like, I'm going to pick it up. Bring it up to the house. I'll be able to put it together this weekend.
Right.
Going to the Staples, standing next to the desk, all but holding up the money for it. Like, I want this. Finally, I found it. A former student who works there. And I was like, hey, man, there's a desk back there. Everyone. Here, man, let me find a guy for you. Okay. Guy walks over to me. Got like the long hair. He's like, hey, man, what can I do for you?
Like, he didn't say do you for, did he?
No, no. That would have been awful. But funny. Because no. It's like, that's not the way you should say that. You're silly.
No, no.
So I says to him, I would like to buy this desk in this hutch. He's like, all right, well, let me go check, make sure we've got it in stock.
Right here, bro.
Yeah, I got this one put together right here. He disappears for a minute. He comes back. Yeah, man, we don't carry that one here.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, right you here. Do. It's right fucking here. Right but he goes, there. Yeah, you'll have to, you can order it, and no. It's free delivery. And I was like, okay, since you, all right, I'll order one. And I start walking behind him, and then he just, all right, walks away. And I was like, so what do I, he goes, yeah, you just order it on the website. I was like, oh, so you're encouraging me to get rid of your job.
That's not what I meant.
Yeah, so yes, this so I ordered the desk this morning. Long story short, but fucking why? I'd be like, if you went to McDonald's, like, I would like that Big Mac. Oh, we don't carry those. Why do you have a picture of it? You can order it on the internet.
You see, oh, it's this, and you hit Amazon, not in stock. Well, is it really that hard to take it off?
Yeah, I mean,
thing. When I bought that little hall table at Kirkland's in Georgetown, yes. Like, do you have that in stock? I think it's the last one. And the guy just picked it up and took it to the register. Like, yeah, right. That's how it's done, son.
That is business.
Nope, we don't have a box one, but this one's already put together and you can have it, sir.
All right.
God that's bless America.
I know. God bless it.
Like I say, how dare you?
Right, yeah.
So, yes. That and, okay, did you hear there's a big hubbub-a-baloo? It's intense. That's all I'm saying. The hatred and anger is intense. There was the list of the best barbecue joints and the best states for barbecue in the country.
This fucking argument again.
Yeah. Georgia, North Carolina, Texas.
Yes.
Yes. Texas in third place. Yeah. And everyone's like, well, the sauce is so much better in these places. Yeah. You know what's better in Texas? The barbecue.
That's true.
Yeah.
However.
Yes.
Can't we all just like it all
mm-hmm.
and realize that this is largely regional?
But here's the thing.
The flavors and the eating of that particular dish go back generations to the people indigenous of that area.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean we should reward mediocrity, sir.
I know I don't want any fucking yellow-based weirdo sauce on simply pork by itself all chopped up.
Yeah.
That's not barbecue to me.
No, it's not.
It isn't to me.
As I always say to someone, if you have really good meat, do you know what seasonings and spices and sauces you need?
Salt and pepper.
You need salt and pepper, and that's it. That is it. There are places in this state. There are at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, at least 8 or 9 places within a 1-hour drive of where we're sitting right now that use nothing but salt and pepper on their meat, and it would make your fucking knees weak eat it.
At least 2 of those places do not carry sauce.
Yeah. Nope.
At all.
What I love about Cooper's is you go in there, do you want sauce? Sure. And they just dip it in au jus.
Yeah.
Because that's all the sauce you need. And it's great. And I'm sorry if you're from an area where you're like,
sauce is awesome. I like barbecue sauce. I love condiments.
Yeah.
They're not necessary to my barbecue experience.
Yeah. And if you expect that you need to use sauce, I feel very bad for you. Like when I went to Sullivan's for this thing and they gave us steaks. And this woman, before she took a bite, asked if they had any A1. And I was just like, babe, try it first. Just take a bite.
Yeah.
I understand that people like things and okay. you have a filet in front of you that you can cut with your fork, and you want to douse it in sugary ketchup, basically.
Yeah.
Just taste it first, because you don't deserve him. You don't deserve him.
Not the way I do.
Yeah. So
yeah, I actually stopped a guy from putting ketchup on a steak because I was paying for the meal.
Uh-huh.
I said, no. There'll be no ketchup. Like, oh, I want it on my steak. Then you're paying for it.
Yeah.
And that's just how that's going to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you can't tell me what I... You're right. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
But I can tell you what I'm paying for. Yeah. And that's not what I'm paying for.
So there.
Yeah. So eat the steak like a big boy.
Yeah. You do it.
You do it. It's good. It's good for you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that funny.
Oh, that's good. That is classic, sir.
Way.
But yeah, I'm totally with you on that. It's. Oh, I'm looking over, by the way, the Knob Creek single barrel.
Oh, yeah.
The 120 proof, that has a nice little burn to it.
I bet.
God, when you hand it to me, it was like, it's open.
Oh, hey.
Holy shit, it got hot enough in my car that it popped the cork? What?
So sorry. I was trying to be free.
Yes. It was delicious, though.
Good.
That was a fun night. That was a fun fucking night. So, yeah, we got to do pinballs again at some point. Not immediately, but at some point.
Doesn't matter to me. Anytime.
Just buy a boatload of this
fish
delicious
and lure full of flats.
Yes. A fish and lure full of this delicious lager beer.
Lager beer.
Man, it is the water that makes it. Brewed from only the choicest hops.
Okay. Question mark?
From only the choicest hops?
Really?
Oh, that's delicious. So I think we should discuss what we discussed last time. Oh, although my favorite line from last time, though, that I had was, we're actually going to stop doing the podcast and instead just do it as a zine.
Oh, yes, the zine.
You'll be able to get it at like one gas station in your town.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be
AAA News.
The independent record store / pornography hut.
Yes, known as AAA News.
Yeah.
Where you can still find Cricket Magazine and some fucking thing that still publishes horror short stories.
Yeah.
Right, giggles.
See, what I always hate about AAA News is it literally was the only place for a while that carried Script Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going into this place that's like all of these magazines and then just this hall of pornographic horrors. And I'm just like, I'm buying Script Magazine. Like, people are going to think I'm getting pornography. I almost wanted to walk out going, this is Script Writing Magazine. Screenwriting.
Nope.
That's it. That's all I want is to learn how to write pretty stories.
I don't mean to paint with a broad brush, but here we are.
Motherfucker, you worked one.
I did. And we didn't have any of these highfalutin Script Magazines. We had fucking 8-hour porn videos. We had gangbang videos. Yeah. We had over 80 fetish videos. All of our magazines were those something printed into someone's basement, close to snuff, Leather World, Butt Biters Quarterly.
It was like when
disgusting.
You
disgusting. It wasn't even like club. That would have been highfalutin.
You remember there was a brief period in at least in San Antonio where you'd walk into a gas station and behind they would have like the regular porn magazines, yes. And then they'd have like a $5 multi pack where you'll get three magazines.
That's a lot of
like,
wee.
Wow, yeah. This is all so gross. I feel horrifying being around.
If only here. That is basically like reading. Judges from the Old Testament compared to some of the magazines I had. That is light, happy reading. Those people wanted to be there. They weren't thrown into a back of a panel van and forced to do art.
Mudvan. One of the best Amy Schumer things. That her show is fantastic.
Is it?
Yeah. She did a thing where it was her like auditioning for a part. You're sitting as another woman, and a guy describes two girls, one cup. What we're shooting is this movie where little like kissing, then you shit in this cup, and she blah blah blah. And Amy's like, so is this like an art film? He's like, it's scat porn. It's basically the exact opposite of art.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, that is perfect. Yes, the exact opposite. was dark. Patton Oswalt put it best. The darkest, most depraved fetish you can think of. There is a magazine for it.
And a website.
And a website.
And a following. And perhaps a club.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. The world we live in.
It's just un-fucking-believable.
It really is.
Unbelievable.
It really is.
Scat porn is one of those things that just...
What?
Yeah.
What do you have to do to get to that point?
You just, where you're like, I don't know. I don't know.
What I want to do.
I don't know. What does someone start at lesbian porn and you find your way there? Because if that's your trajectory, yeah. I'm heading that way.
Yeah.
Because two girls is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like two girls shitting on each other or in each other. What the fuck? I haven't even
seen any poop being involved
poop
at all is horrifying. That's
like, why is this happening?
Yeah.
I didn't even want a cock in my porn. I just want two bros.
two lovely ladies who were enjoying themselves.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's make with the nice. Smell her hair. It's been a long day. Yeah, a little massage. Oh, that's good.
So you want like what you get on Cinemax, basically.
No. No.
You gotta go for the hardcore.
Eventually.
Then. Okay.
But, you know, I just don't know how it goes from there to...
pooping and worse. I mean, it's...
And who then, when you've reached that level, decides, you know what I need?
It feels like a third cock.
That, and... I need to see somebody murdered.
Yeah. Yeah?
Fatality.
That.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
That's what's going to do it for me here. Okay, I'm betting that... I'm just going to unplug mine because I've played all the ones I want to, and it's given me that weird...
You're done.
I'm done.
Oh, well.
Putting it away. So.
Anyway. Now talking about scat porn.
Yeah.
Snuff films and whether they exist or not and how much regularity there about the world.
Mm-hmm.
Let us talk about mafia and gangster films.
Now,
somehow.
Yeah. This the way this came up originally.
Your neck is broken from that transition.
Yeah. We are right there with you. Bob Hoskins passed away.
You did.
And I sent you a thing saying, hey, man, we should do a show about Bob Hoskins. And you were like... I really haven't seen many of his movies. And I was like, yeah, neither have I. Shit. And the only reason that I mentioned wanting to talk about Bob Hoskins is because he was in The Long Good Friday.
And we can talk about that.
Let's talk about that. Now, here's what's weird is it threw me for a while because the longest time I thought it was like The Long Good Friday. No, it's Good Friday. It's The Long Good Friday.
Good Friday.
It's a religious thing.
Yes.
I always like, I knew Bob. Bobby H., as it were. I knew Mr. Hoskins from Who Framed Roger Rabbit and like one or two other things. So I didn't. Then this thing hit and I'm like, holy shit, this guy is a badass. Oh my God. And all I can think now that he's passed away is Nolan missed an opportunity to cast him as the Penguin.
Yes.
Him just as a villain. A British gangster straight known as the Penguin, because I don't know, maybe he freezes his people after, like the Iceman, he kills them and then freezes them, whatever. Maybe he kills people with birds.
Kills them with penguins.
Yeah. Throw a penguin at someone. What would you do?
Kills him with the ongoing threat of global warming. Or climate change.
Yes.
Or climate disruption.
Mm-hmm.
Or... I don't know.
Something else.
Something.
There's another name there.
When that doesn't work, they'll figure out something.
Something, something, Burt Ward.
It's true.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. It's just called Best Cry.
We need to make a bunch of sound drops from those freaks that go out in the woods and cry because we're killing our planet.
Oh, God, that was the best.
So fucking great.
Oh, those hippies in the woods.
Oh, yeah.
I got all about that.
Yeah, it's the best fucking thing ever.
So good.
Uh-huh. I Practice Magic is nowhere near as cool as that.
No.
Fat guy in a fucking... in a goddamn a tablecloth. Like, I'm wearing
one act play set. I think you stole my set from high school. I'm on the set of Oedipus. It's really the Temple of Olympia.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm practicing magic and eating sandwiches.
I just made this pizza disappear. That's a joke. Or curry, because I'm from England.
Mm. The England.
The England.
What?
Oh, crazy asshole.
Okay, I've got to pull something up because this now I'm regretting unplugging because you just reminded me of one of the greatest mashups ever. But while we're doing that, let's continue discussing The Long Good Friday. Now, The Long Good Friday also has
Helen Mirren.
Oh, God damn, does it ever.
Oh, my.
Dear Lord, she is, well, first off, the fact that she is so good.
So good.
But that she's also that fucking just, damn lady.
Yeah.
You still look nice, if you know what I'm saying. You look nice.
Annoying.
Hello. But
it's about annoying.
It really is. It's one of those things that is. Hold on, one. So, is
do I have to play the Death Metal Rooster again?
No. Okay. It's one of those things where it is very much a different world entirely with the British gangster movies.
Yes.
When they're done just right, it's. Because we grow up with this idea of everybody from England being very, goodness, sir. What on earth do you mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's weird when it goes to, no, they have some crazy fucking hardcore
crazy
gangsters.
Violent motherfuckers just like the rest of the world.
I mean, no, I don't want to sign in. Okay, ownership, whatever. Oh, motherfucker. Oh, I hate this shit. Have to be signed in. It was going to be a brilliant moment where I was talking about British gangster. But you know what's awesome about British gangsters is that they do have their own music. And I'm trying to get the fucking clip to work and everything is against me.
It could happen. Finally. No.
God. No, but Long Good Friday was one of those that I bought without having seen it because I was like, okay, everyone talks about this being like the best goddamn gangster movie ever. So fuck it. Yeah, I'll give it a whirl. Kind of like I bought the original Get Carter sight unseen because I'm like, well, everyone says this is the shit. So I guess I should check it out.
It's like a space invader dying over and over again.
It really is. It really is. And it's starting to annoy me because damn it, I've got this perfect song to fit with the British gangster thing, and it's just not working. It's this brilliant mashup that you'd be laughing your ass off. Okay, play, you fucking bitch.
Go shawty, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip the party like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give up, it's not your birthday. You'll find me in the club, bottle full of bug. Mama, I've got what you need if you need to fill the bar. I'm in the habit of sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me your hugs, I'm getting drunk. When I put on my front seat, Benz on dubs. When I roll 20 deep, so I'm driving in the club. Yeah, then I roll with train, everybody show me love. When you sell that gimmick,
it's not there yet, wait. The best part's coming up.
G's up, I see exhibit in the cutting, man, roll the trees up. Rusty watch how I move, he's safe before I play on pimp. Been hit with a few shells, now I walk with a limp. I'm rude in the letter saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But how they in the dark, the shot, tell y'all I'm loco. And the plan is to put the back game in the choke. So I'm fully focused, man. My money on my mind, got a meal, not a deal. And I'm spilling my stash, spilling my food. My girls are willing to buy and they're ready to go.
Wait. I thought you'd appreciate
that. That's amazing.
That is the finest in British gangster rap.
That is
right
good.
All of that fumfering around like a jack off, but it brought us that. So
good stuff.
I'm just sitting there looking at you giggling your ass off.
That is good. I like that almost as much as the Immortal video of them running around in the woods trying to be scary to Benny Hill. But that's actually better.
Yeah. Oh man, that's brilliant. But yeah, Long Good Friday was one of those that starts out so like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
And the whole movie is just this massive question of what the fuck is this? And then when you realize what's going on, it's like, oh, so there are people out there that even the hardest gangsters need to be really goddamn careful around, because yes, you are a badass in your world. Let me introduce you to mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got the I'll beat somebody's ass, I'll have him killed. I'll blow up a bar that I think you might be in just to fuck you up.
It's what makes the best line of my favorite line, rather, of Usual Suspects.
Uh-huh.
It's about Will.
Yeah. Yes. It's about Will. That's so true. Like, you want to fuck around?
Fuck around? Yeah.
I'll show you this.
How bad do you want to be?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's that shit where it's the negotiation. It's the other side of negotiation. Whoever is willing to walk away with nothing,
yes,
is going to win.
Yeah.
Whoever is willing to be like, oh, okay, so you are willing to do this. I am willing to burn down every house in a 50-mile radius. Okay, when I was talking to Maggie, I remember the first time when, you know, my niece was this, you know, cute little kid, and we're talking about our best friends and stuff, and I was like, you know, my best friend, like, you know, he, you know, do X, Y, Z, you know, we'll cover each other. Like, if you were ever in trouble and you needed someone and I couldn't come, he'd help you out. And she was like, if William was in a swing that was too high and couldn't get down, and I told you about that, and your response was, yeah, he's the guy who'll burn down the factory and kill everyone connected with making the swing. Right. Like,
because
yeah.
You didn't do your due diligence with this particular swing set.
Yeah. That child.
Diligence, not diligence.
Yeah, diligence. That child was scared for about 5 minutes. And I want you to think about that as I kill you in front of your family.
Don't drop that duck a duck. Hey, don't drop that duck a duck.
Those are your last words.
Although that does bring us into the underappreciated genre of the Irish gangster film. When I say that, I mean the one that we've made in this goddamn country. Now, granted, it's a hell of a one.
It is.
That's like up until they made the sequel to Lawrence of Arabia, which they did. Yes. There's only one movie about Lawrence of Arabia. Yeah, because the only fucking needs to be one. And there might be others, but the only one I can think of that is, you know, big time is the fucking Departed.
Departed.
Fucking hot cock in that fucking movie's all I'm fucking saying. That was one that I went out and
you
I,
motherfuckers! You're not gonna come out here for duty, you motherfuckers!
That fucking voice, oh my god.
God damn it!
It's the best line from Ted when he's like, yeah, girls from Boston girls aren't that bad. See, the fact that you had to say they're not that bad proves that they are that bad. Oh, yeah. Hada.
What? Are you a corp?
But have you seen the previews for A Million Ways to Die in the West?
Yes, I have. It looks hilarious.
I'm kind of liking what I'm seeing. Oh, God, that went south so fast. that one came out of my penis. People die from their own farts. here's the thing, Departed. That was when I hunted down Infernal Affairs and checked it out long before that. I was like, okay, this is a great movie. And in one regard, when they're both in on the deal and are trying to signal without anyone knowing was done a little bit better in Infernal Affairs. However, with the exception of the shit that obviously was Jack Nicholson saying, I want this in the movie. Because there's one scene that was very obvious.
Want some coke?
I want to throw cocaine on a vagina.
Powdery coke.
Yeah.
That goes aerosol when I throw it just so. This is a weird scene. What's going on here? Just meant to be here?
I thought it would be funny.
You know John Lennon.
God. Oh, man.
And we both agree that of all the gangster movies, and they're all, in many ways, all the good ones anyway, are great in their own way.
Yeah.
This one just spoke to us.
Yeah. Yeah. It really landed.
I know people like that.
Uh-huh. It's like, fuck, I am that guy.
I know this kind of mindset when I say that, the Matt Damon line from The Departed of, I'm Irish. I can live with something being wrong for the rest of my life.
Yeah. If this is going to end, it's got to be
true.
You.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, dude, even
it's beyond true.
Even the worst relationships I've been in, I'm sitting there like on the phone with some people. I'm like, oh my God, she's breaking up and she's ending it. Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. Oh, well, maybe we can, let's just go sleep on it and we'll have dinner tomorrow and talk about it. Okay.
Well, it'll be something to drink about.
Okay,
not
great.
Not think about. Yeah. Drink about.
Well, what are you going to do now? Well, I'm going to go put 4 sleeping pills in my mouth and take a belt of whiskey and, yeah.
By belt, I mean this glass that I'm going to refill.
I'm going to drink whiskey in a glass with sleeping pills because why wouldn't I at this point? My life is a veil of fucking tears and a joke. Yeah, that.
No, it's just so true.
It really
is. I mean, where Goodfellas is amazing.
It really
is. Amazing movie.
Fucking so good.
But there is a point, as you say, where you, I don't know, it doesn't fall apart at all. Just kind of drags a skosh.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. And I just mean a skosh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That movie is a goddamn masterpiece.
I'll watch it right now. You put it
on. Oh, hell yeah. Beginning to end, I will watch it.
The Departed didn't have that skosh.
It did not. No.
And the sound engineering and design for flip phones alone got an award.
Oh, God,
God, they sounded like knives.
Yeah. Yep.
That is a loud phone.
That is. It's unnecessarily loud.
My God.
But yet there is something, for some reason, when it lands close enough to home that you're like,
that's about right.
Fucking done in that scenario. Shit.
That's somebody you could almost hit.
Yeah. But you on your fucking period. When Ray Winstone turns around and busts that guy's, it's like, fuck you, son.
The best is when he turns around and back to DiCaprio, he's like, what are you drinking? Cranberry juice. What are you on your period? And DiCaprio gives him that 2 eyebrows, like, really? Because after all I've seen and know who you're connected to, in a character and out of character, I still don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I still don't care.
Yeah.
I'll still fight you and blow this whole thing up.
Yeah, yeah, because that's how this shit's going to go down.
Because that's what happens.
Yeah, it's that fucking honor code that we all have. Ugh. Where it's what Gladwell, in his book Outliers, talks about all of the like the fucking feuds in America, and it's like they all come from honor cultures. Ugh. All of, you know, the Hatfields and McCoys.
Oh, well, that's a whole other fucking animal. Yeah. You don't want a Scottish gangster.
No, film, no, no.
It's just immediate death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's immediate fucking wrecking your shit.
There isn't even the, oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, I mean, think about an entire movie that's populated by nothing but Begbie. Ugh. Like, finish the drink, throw the glass over the balcony. None of us folk constantly tell we find the cunt what's done this. Yeah! When he takes the fucking sharpened screwdriver out of his pocket.
Because he doesn't want to kill anybody. He just wants to get in a nice fight.
Yeah, want to go fuck some shit up.
No,
because
no,
why
no,
not?
No, no, just rinse off that part of the country. Why did you let anyone else into Scotland for them to stop killing each other?
Yeah.
And go, oh.
What? Hey. Fergus.
Did you see about us? Mm-hmm.
They look.
You were just killing each other. I can kill him, and he can kill me. But
you look. You sound different than we do. So this shit is fucking Aaron.
I'm gonna put the lie to a black nationalism, white nationalism, whatever nationalism. That's the one. Yeah, you say it.
Yeah, I think the doorbell just rang.
That's weird.
But yes, a Scottish gangster film would just be horrifying.
Scotland, who puts the lie to all those things.
Yeah.
Ireland or England, or I can't speak any other nationality or area, because that's all my family is from. Those isles.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yep. He's going to fuck your shit. So what we're going to do.
Germany, if you get further and further back from all the people that were raided.
Yeah. I love your statement about the Germans with the Knights of Columbus ones, where you're like, you go to a, you know, Irish Catholic Knights of Columbus, you might get into a fight. You go to a German Catholic one, you might end up in a feud.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Germans,
I
don't know how vendetta is an Italian word, because fuck, you want to talk some vendettas. The Germans, holy shit. We are some grudge-carrying motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And we're so precise. It's so funny. Like when you were over at when you came over to the house and I showed you that book where I was doing the detailed like scale drawings of every room to figure out furniture. You're like, that's a goddamn German side.
That's very German.
Like, yes, it is. This is my father's side of the family coming through. Like, I have figured that if I do X and Y, then I will have precisely Irish this way. Much space.
Irish ways, move everything in. What are we drinking?
Mm-hmm. Can we move that later?
Yes. Let's just get everything in here.
Yeah.
Everything here? Where are the kids?
Yeah. Where are they?
Where are they? Are the kids in?
Yeah.
Are they in?
They're in.
Are they fucking in?
Yeah, they're fucking in. They've been here all fucking night.
You motherfucking.
It wants to off our beaches.
Billy West
doing Jane Curtin is so hilarious.
If Howard Stern wants to make his final year the best ever, all he has to do is be like, Billy, just come on the show for another year. Because much though I love Jackie, Billy, oh my God, what Billy adds to the fucking equation.
I broke up the Beatles.
No, I'm the Beatles.
I'm the Beatles, Jackie. God, that's good.
I just love the whole thing where Howard goes off and he's a loser. He wants to lose so that he and his friends can sit around drinking about how they almost did this.
Oh, God. Is Martling Irish? That sounds Irish.
It might be, yeah.
I mean, no, not the name, but that kind of mindset.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God.
Anyway, The Departed speaks to me.
And what I love about The Departed, honestly, if you look at it, you had Departed, you've got Long Good Friday, Get Carter, Lock, Stock, and Snatch. Those are the only mob-related organized crime movies that don't involve the Italians.
Mm-hmm.
And what
there are a handful of others.
Yeah. But those are the big ones that jump out. Here's the thing that gets me about the Italian mafia thing. First off, the whole romanticizing of it is...
Well, we brought this up on the show that was
on the
lost.
Show that you ruined, you fat asshole. No, not you. Where's the other
one? The other one.
The other one.
La Cosa Nostra and all that has a connection that goes, apparently, all the way back to ancient Rome. There's Catholic thing, which is present with the Irish.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you do on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. What are you talking about? Yeah. I got what?
A fucking rosary?
A saint card?
What the fuck?
What are you, my mother? No. All that ritual and mystery and codes and all that, it's intertwined, and that's redder meat to sink your teeth into as far as drama and movies and all that kind of stuff. Whereas the Irish are more like, whatever, just go.
You get the personalities of the Irish so beautiful.
It's there. Uh-huh. Tradition is different.
Yeah.
Tradition's there.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not the same animal.
And honestly, from The Departed, imagine if they'd gone with the original casting instead of Alec Baldwin, Mel Gibson, and instead of Mark Wahlberg, Dennis Leary. Which, honestly, it just would have been another Dennis Leary doing the Dennis Leary thing. But fucking, that was the first time that I was like, okay, Mark Wahlberg is kind of a badass. I'm totally okay with this guy.
It's a guy who knew exactly what he was going to do before he walked. Or he sat down for that meeting.
Oh, yeah. Like,
okay. I know what I'm going
to do. Are people are out there or they're not? They're getting in or they're not. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe go fuck yourself. God. And what I love about his character is how, for all the shit that he gives DiCaprio throughout it, when the shit goes down, who's the guy who ultimately had his back?
Yeah.
Because that's how that shit rolls with us. It is this fucking... honor-based culture. We'll fuck your shit, son.
God, he's so good in that.
He really is.
And he just channeled every quip that ever gave him an inch of shit.
Yeah.
Or ever let him go. Whoever was cool with him. Or whoever was bad with him. You know, smarten him up a bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
God. Whatever the case may be. But he called his shot. He was pointing to the outfield. And he walked up and said, like, I got this.
I got this right
there.
This
is where it's going.
Uh-huh.
And look at where I'm pointing.
And then
that's where this is going.
Fucking crushed it.
Oh, my God. Still going.
That was like a flat foot, broken bat home run that goes out of the fucking stadium.
Still soaring somewhere.
How did you do this, Marcus?
I know it's soaring because it soared all the way to a career in the films.
It really did. It really did. He was doing all right before all then, right.
But this went fucking fear.
Yeah.
Next level, son.
It was not Renaissance Man?
No, it wasn't. It was not.
It was not a bad film. I just say that because I've watched it more times than any human being should because it was one of those... I've got
Popeye pictures?
Huh?
Was it a Popeye
No, it was pre-Popeye. Okay. Oh, it was high school, and I had like a cable box in my room because we moved to this new house, and I, oh my God, I can have cable in my room, and I'm going to watch Renaissance Man over and over again because it's on.
Right. I understand.
Yes.
It's like Casa Trot when I was a kid.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Saw it like 7 times.
Damn. I still haven't seen it. Was that the one with
Bobcat Goldthwait and the horse?
And yes. Was John Candy the voice of the horse?
I don't remember.
Might have been. I don't know. Oh. We miss you, John.
We do.
He was Canadian.
Yes. On my list here, it says Road to Perdition. Was that Irish-ish?
A little. Yeah, it actually kind of was. Yeah.
They tried to gentrify that up a little
they
bit.
They really did. They really did.
Did have Paul Newman.
Yeah.
So everyone kind of stopped.
And it looked.
Oh, okay.
And it looked so fucking good.
Oh, my God.
That's what a movie should look like.
Yeah, it had like the Assassination of Jesse James.
Yeah, by the Count kind of
Yeah. Title.
Because I think it was Janusz Kaminski did that. Oh, he lensed that. And that motherfucker. I read the graphic novel of that, and they leave out kind of the big reveal at the end of it. That it's the entire time is the kid writing this story out, and then he turns around and puts his vestments on as the priest and goes out to conduct mass, where it's like, that's where all of this led me. So
nice.
It's like, wow, that's cool. That's okay.
Well, why would you not?
I don't know. Miller's Crossing.
Oh, that's slightly Irish.
Give me the hi-hat. She was in trouble the rest of the night. Yeah, she should have been.
Thank God.
All right, we're back to recording.
We're back. That was
you just
terrifying.
Came up with a great idea. The Fat Ninja. I would watch that movie. I would
you
watch
can.
It right
it's
now.
Beverly Hills Ninja.
No.
Yes.
I will never watch that again.
Well, I'm just saying, if you want to watch it, it's
I okay. don't want to watch it. Yes. Now you've ruined it. You've ruined Christmas.
Yeah. Yes, Miller's Crossing.
Miller's Crossing.
That's for going off about. There's only 3 or 4 Irish films.
Oh, yeah, and then there's that.
And then there's Miller's fucking Crossing.
Yeah, and goddamn, Miller's fucking Crossing nails it. Although, if we are talking along these lines of the non-Italian gangster films, because, yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Sexy Beast and the Limey.
Oh, yes.
Now, between those two, which character is more of a badass? Terrence Stamp or Ben Kingsley?
Well, Ben Kingsley is still trying to organize a job.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there is the allusion to at least there's some sort of operation still around him.
Right.
Something going on. If he made a few phone calls,
yeah,
you know, he could really get this machine moving.
Yeah.
Whereas Terrence Stamp and the Limey is he's out, been out.
Yeah.
He's on his own. And it's really just him against whatever operation.
But the thing is, here's how I'll put it.
Whatever that is.
He needed the revenge motive. Kingsley striked me as like, striked me as like somebody who has a degree in fucking English. Kingsley struck me.
Did he?
By the way, the name of the owl, Kingsley.
Pretty good. I like that.
Kingsley in that movie struck me more as I am going to fucking, you said something that I don't like. So I'm going to put a fucking cigarette out in your eye.
He seems more manic.
Yes, he definitely does. He seems more, no fuse.
But Limey, the Limey character, was seemed just Buddha-esque.
Yeah.
Through most of it until, you tell him I am coming.
I'm coming. Oh, my God.
And then you just knew.
When
and anybody else in that role, I don't know if I'd have bought that.
Mm-hmm. That cool
way they did that.
That cool jump cut scene when they kick his ass and throw him out. He just stands up immediately, pulls. Did he pull a gun out from behind his back and just walked right back in?
Like, yeah, he did.
This is happening. This is happening right fucking now. Holy shit, I'm looking at this here and I've got
really
like
a good movie.
Gangster Number One in Bruges, Layer Cake Rock and Roll. I've got a bunch of non fucking. By the way, I watched a little more Jean Pierre Melville. I watched Bob Le Flambeur, Bob the High Roller. Holy crap, man. That motherfucker. You want to talk about a guy who knew how to direct movies where people look cool?
Mm-hmm.
Ocean's 11 is a group of nerds at a D&D game compared to the shit Melville does. Oh, I'll repeat it. A bunch of nerds at a D&D game compared to Melville.
Yeah.
then like look at then for badass British type gangsters. Come on, Ralph Fiennes in Bruges. I want a proper gun for a proper criminal. Fuck,
a gun for a proper person. Oh, that is a good one.
You retract what you said about my kids. Okay, I take it back. Yep.
That movie is so good, it's stupid.
It really is. It genuinely fucking is.
Don't agree with me? You're wrong.
Yeah, you are so wrong, ass.
That was the best movie of that year.
Yes, it was a documentary, and the events occurred in real time.
Gangs of New York.
Gangs of New York.
Is that Light on the Italian.
That was a good movie.
Heavy on the American.
Heavy. Oh, this is a night for Americans.
Oh, my God.
That was one.
Scorsese's just said, oh, fuck.
It's because like, fuck.
I was thinking maybe you could, I don't know. I mean, not so big.
And then I just imagine
whatever.
Delos
pushed
just
him down by his face,
grabs a fucking quill and writes out, "My name is Daniel Day, motherfucking Lewis."
He would
and
not write that.
Yeah, no. Just push.
My name is Bill the Butcher.
Rips one of fucking Scorsese. Actually, all he would do is look at Scorsese and
tap
bounce the
eye.
Fucking knife off his eye, and Martin would be like,
"Oh my God,
I am gonna walk out of this room right now. I'm going to back out because I'm afraid if I turn my back on you, you're going to eat me."
Take out all the badness of Daniel Plainview and the badness of Bill the Butcher. And you kind of have an idea what you should shoot for.
Yeah.
Because
holy Christ.
Shit. The movie is imbalanced because of him.
Yeah.
He's so much better than everybody there.
Uh-huh.
Everyone there.
Yeah.
And his performance is
Wait. He's better than Cameron Diaz?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
She gave the performance
it's
of a generation.
It's hard to say,
you know?
But yes. My God, it's just one-sided.
Yeah, it really is.
Liam Neeson, he's right there. He's like, oh, I'll meet you. But then he's gone.
Yeah, then he's gone, and Daniel is like,
now that
all right.
He saw tips the other way.
Now it's time.
Born right wise.
I need to see him and James Nesbitt in a movie.
God.
Yes, Lewis and Jimmy Nesbitt. Oh, holy shit. Have you seen, was it 10 Minutes of Heaven or?
10 Minutes in Heaven or 2 Minutes in Heaven?
Yeah, something like that. It's some number of minutes in heaven.
No, I have not.
You know what it's about, right?
Yes.
It's so fucking good. I really wanted, honestly, the only thing that would have made me happier than Capaldi being the doctor is Nesbitt being the doctor. And I would have been like,
that's
oh,
what I would mean.
Oh, my
be the
God.
Master.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
You hear me, Moffat?
He would. Oh, Jesus. And only if he used the full-on Irish accent.
Like,
I'm not going to hide it. I'm just going to fucking go for it here. Lots of planets have a north.
Yeah, I have 2 Minutes in Heaven or 10 Minutes, whatever, 5 Minutes, whatever the hell it is.
2 Minutes to Midnight.
Yes.
Yes.
I have that in the collection of movies I need to watch that I pay for on a monthly basis.
Oh yeah,
that I never watch.
Yeah, you still
on
get
Q.
You still get the discs. From,
no,
oh no. Oh, see,
no, I
still
just have
get
a
the
collection
disc.
Of stuff digitally
through
you know
DOS Netflix. And yeah,
you don't watch. You just keep putting things in your queue.
I am the first person I know. Well, actually, I'm the only person I know who has found the limit to the number of DVDs you can have
is
in your
500?
Queue. 500. Yes, I'm the only one. Oh, by the way, this is totally off topic, but. Check out what today's T. Fury shirt is. It's called All Work and No Play.
Ah,
and Nicholson's
good.
Face is entirely made out of All Work and No Play, Make Jack a Dull Boy.
Finally.
I know, finally. So, fuck. We are in a weird point with the show right now. We could either talk for another hour and a half or be done in 10 minutes.
You know, we're not touching on the Italian film, so...
No, we're not.
Why
yeah.
should we?
Exactly, yeah.
We can save that for another show.
Yeah, we'll do another show where we just focus on the Italian mafia, because there's too much weird mixing happening here, so I'm gonna do a quick check here and see if there's anything. Rafifi is bad earth. Carlito's
Lock, Stock,
really,
well, you know, Vinnie Jones.
Vinnie Jones was so badass in Lock, Stock, and... God damn. What was...
I wanted all his clothes.
Oh, yeah. In which was he better? Lock, Stock, or Snatch? See, I like Lock, Stock because the whole thing with the sun was so beautiful.
Yeah.
Although him rolling around with Dennis Farina.
A bit of the black stuff.
My favorite scene is he's sitting in the bar drinking.
Yeah.
The fact that mine says Desert Eagle. Eagle.
0.50.
Oh, and yours says replica. Oh. The fact you know he threw someone down by their scrotum.
Yeah.
Is what makes that.
Yes.
I don't know. He still comes off as a badass because he is.
Uh-huh.
To someone who doesn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know his history.
Yeah.
That's what made him so much more threatening to me anyway.
Yeah.
Watching those films.
The man who holds the record for the fastest red card.
Like, oh.
He got red carded.
Anything's going to happen.
This could be gross.
This could be awful.
His, oh God, what was it? There are two moments of sheer acting genius from that movie. When Dennis Reed is like, Tony, do something terrible.
Do something terrible.
And he's giggling. But then when he goes, get the diamond out of the dog. How you want me to do that?
Open him up.
Open him up.
She made open him up. It's not a tin of baked beans.
Oh, it just,
I think the first thing is that's a bit hard, isn't it?
It's a bit hard.
It's not a tin of baked beans. Oh, it's good. He's so disgusted.
Yeah, a guy you've seen
kill anybody, but I'm not going to kill a dog.
Kill a fucking dog?
What?
It's a bit off, isn't it? God, he's so great. Him with his son, though. His son and heir, little Chris.
Yes.
And I love how... Do you realize the guy who narrated Lockstock played Bricktop,
mm-hmm.
which is oh, great. And Bricktop, holy Christ. I got no room for grouses.
Do you know what nemesis means?
You want sugar? I'm sweet enough. That dude
is
so British.
Of course. I was telling. I wasn't asking.
I don't care if he's... Muhammad Imad fucking Bruce Lee. You can't change fighters before the fight. That dude is so British, he shits the queen.
He's so
genuinely
good.
Is the most British ever.
It really is a toss-up between those two films is what's more English.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Snatch has all that, but the first one has Sting.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute. Is that Sting?
And it's funny because I remember sitting next to Lee Shipman, creator, executive producer. Smiling Lee Shipman. And I sit there watching it at the Dobie Theater, one of the minds behind Hemlock Grove.
Yes, on Netflix.
And he pops up on screen and we both do that dog looking into a fan, huh?
Yeah.
And look at each other and say, is that Sting? It was like when we watched Mystic River and Eli Wallach popped up and I was like, yeah, all he need to have is oh my God, Clint Eastwood directed this movie.
That's right,
and we were both like, oh, awesome.
Huzzah.
University of Texas graduate Eli Wallach.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. I bet you'll be privy to all manner of information when you join the administration.
Oh, I will be. And one day I shall, sir. I guarantee. See it as God is my witness, it shall be so.
In the non-Italian gangster films, another film that you know something bad's going to happen just because of its reputation of the particular mafia involved is Eastern Promises.
Oh.
Because, A, it's Cronenberg,
yeah.
Not doing body horror stuff, but yeah. Still has all that visual style that is
Cronenberg
terrifying.
Do. Yeah.
And Viggo Mortensen playing a... very convincing villain somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
A Russian villain.
You know what really blows?
In the Russian mob that you want to talk about will.
Yeah.
What do they care?
Yeah.
Family. I can get another one.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
You know what really blows my mind about Viggo Mortensen? You know who his wife, who he was married to, Xene from the band X.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that just... Of course he was. Of course he was.
A cool wife.
Yeah.
Hmm. Chrissy Hines, no.
No. Someone cooler.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. Patti Smythe, who would do that?
Yeah.
No, no, not at all.
And that broad who sings about blowjobs.
no.
That everyone loved Liz Phair. I never got. Like, oh.
Well, not music anyway.
Cute. How adorable.
But.
God, I'm trying to think what other really
bad.
That
is a good film.
Dude, there's a Russian movie that's called Tycoon. Mm-hmm. It's like based on this Russian crime lord, like right at the fall of the Soviet Union and how he just created this massive. It's so fucking good.
Oh, man, that sounds awesome.
It really is. Tycoon.
Cobb.
Ty right? Cobb, yes. You know? Uh-huh. He complains about black people playing baseball.
And essentially, invest in Coca-Cola.
Essentially, he complains about black people just kind of existing. Yeah. And is a miserable prick the entire time.
You fuckers! And then you have the Tarantino non-Italians.
Yeah.
But which are they?
It's hard to tell because that's the Tarantino verse. You know what's interesting? A student of mine pointed out the whole Dr. King Schultz from Django.
Mm-hmm.
When he's talking about, like, you know, when my wife passed, you know, when his wife, 10 years ago, my wife passed away. In Kill Bill, when they bury her alive, there is a, like, Elsa Schultz gravestone
nice.
That would have calculated to 10 years before Django happened. Shush! Hey!
Stop. Please.
There is no room for that.
She wanted to get her 2 cents.
Thank you. Thank you, Fady.
City of God, which I've seen.
That is so good. And you want to talk another thing? Go down to the fucking favelas of Rio and then tell me about people who think life is cheap.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And they, in Russia, they're telling those stories.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is bad. You heard of Brazil?
Yeah.
They just don't care.
Yeah.
There is nothing to live for.
Yeah.
Not even vodka.
Nope.
Nothing. Like nothing. Not even a fire.
They actually cast kids from favelas and shit in that movie. There's a scene where the kid thought the camera had been... Shut up, dog! There we go. Pause. Well, now we're back. I have no idea what we're doing. And I was going to make an... I was going to make an awesome point. What the fuck were we talking about?
Russia and City of God.
Oh, okay. There's this guy, kid who actually grew up in the favelas, and there's a bit where he didn't realize the camera was still rolling. It was filming in this apartment, and he was like, "Is that a shower? I've never used one. I've never had a shower in my life." And it's like, whoa. Oh, my God. Wow. That's... Let's step to a different level here. It's that like Slumdog Millionaire. You right. see, there are children who to them, that slum, that's the norm. That is yeah. life. This, they walk in here. It's like, so how many dozen people live in this house? Oh, it's me and my wife and our 2 dogs. What? Wait, what? Oh, let me show you the big pot of fresh water that I shit in every morning. Then I flush it and urinate in it because I don't like mixing it because that's gross. Mm-hmm. And a poo water might splash. So I do two. I do 2 giant pristine glistening bowls of water.
All gone.
Yes.
Why do you think about that?
Yeah.
Is their language for what a monster you are?
Yes. Their language.
Their language.
I am backing away slowly. Oh, no. It's what those people call it.
Am I right, Sterling?
Those people smell. I just love how the root of that was, you're bringing black people to a basketball game, and you shouldn't do that. Wait, really?
Really? That's what we're doing?
Okay.
So
yeah. I think that you need to see City of God. I think you'll like it a lot. Also... I think we should wrap it up here. I
yes,
think we're
yes.
good.
Please.
Next week's show ostensibly will be an Ask the Film Thugs.
Ah,
were
lovely.
We aiming for that?
Yes.
Yeah, we were aiming for that. Here's the thing. If we don't have enough questions, we can't do it. I am going to contact Hunter and say, hey, next week we're thinking of doing the Ask the Film Thugs. So if you want to be part of that magic, just write an email to thugquestions@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And we'll be part of a brilliant show. It'll be wonderful.
Get after it, Walzer.
Yeah. Pet it. Throw a little bit there, too. Also, you can email us at thefilmthugs@gmail.com or on the Facebook or on the Twitter or on the Vine.
Mm-hmm.
We're on all of those things as the Film Thugs. Also, you can call 512-666-RANT. And leave a message that will be part of a funny comedy bit on this show.
Oh, it's just hilarious.
Additionally, the_film_thugs on Skype. You can talk to us there, too. If you want awesome t-shirts, you should go to thefilmthugs.com, click on a T-Fury link.
Want some boom. Supplements and some weights, things to make you a savage.
Go to On It.
You want anything else in the world.
Amazon. All of it through us. They pay us. You don't. You get it for the same price. I think that about covers it for this week. Anything else?
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.